The exit polls we conducted yesterday show that Trump's popularity appears to be increasing among Republicans. And with some insight into all of this, I'm joined by Bob Schieffer in Washington. Bob?
Scott, you can forget that part about Donald Trump being just the candidate of the angry, frustrated, poorly educated rural Republicans who are fed up with the Republican establishment. He won everywhere among every group in last night's five-state sweep, including places where the establishment he opposes is strongest. He won handily in Maryland's affluent Montgomery County, the Washington suburb where many in the Republican establishment live. Maryland's small businessman James Shortley.
I like the way that he's straightforward. Another thing I like about billionaires is you can't push him around.
He won even bigger in Fairfield County, Connecticut, home of many elites who work on Wall Street. Connecticut resident Elizabeth Krull.
I believe that he believes in America, and he is a businessman.
Bucks County, Pennsylvania, always a bellwether county in national elections, left no doubt which Republican it liked. Trump won Bucks County big. This blowout sent new shockwaves through the establishment Republicans here in Washington, with polls consistently showing more than 60% of general election voters don't like Trump. They were hoping against hope to block him from the nomination. Well, now they're no longer sure that's possible. So what's the new strategy? One senator told me today, raise as much money as we can for our Senate candidates. Another one said, at least we can take heart that polls show a majority of Americans don't like Hillary Clinton either.